Harper Audio presents You by Charles Benoit, performed by David Baker. Copyright 2010 by Charles Benoit. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers.
You're surprised at all the blood. He looks over at you, eyes wide, mouth dropping open, his face almost as white as his shirt. He's surprised, too. There's not a lot of broken glass, though, just some tiny slivers around his feet, and one big piece busted into sharp peaks like a spiking line graph. The blood washing down it like rain on a windshield. He doesn't say anything clever or funny, doesn't quote Shakespeare. He just screams. But no one can hear him, and it would be too late if they could. You're thinking, this wasn't the way it was supposed to go. This shouldn't be happening. And now things are only going to get worse. You're just a kid. It can't be your fault. But then there's all that blood. So, maybe it is your fault, but that doesn't make things any better. And it doesn't matter one way or the other. Think. When did it go wrong? The break-in? No, before that. The party? That was part of it, but that wasn't when it started. Zack? Of course, yeah, it would be easy to say it was Zack. But that's not it, is it? Before Zack. Before Ryan. Before Max or Derek or that whole thing with the wallet. Before Ashley. Before 10th grade even began. You run your finger down the list of homeroom assignments until you spot your name. Kyle Chase, room 202, Mr. Lin. You're looking through the other names when Max comes up behind you, pretending to bump into you as if he didn't see you, like he always does. You ignore him, like you always do. Max is the closest thing you have to a best friend in this school. And that pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Back in 8th grade, you never said two words to him. But that was before everybody you hung with went to Odyssey High. Things are different now. See who's in your homeroom? Of course you see who's there. You walked halfway around the building to check the list. But you act as if you don't hear him.
Ashley.
He leans in as he says it, his voice getting all nasal like he's 5 frickin' years old. So, you shrug, wondering for the 1,000th time why you ever told him anything.
What do you mean, so?
He's getting loud now, and you just wish he'd shut the hell up. He'd be all right if he wasn't so immature or deliberately stupid, but that's pretty much everything he is. When he's not around anybody, when it's just you two, he's different. Not a lot, but enough. You ignore his question. He's used to it. I got Lin, you tell him, and he nods. Mr. Lin is the whacked-out English teacher who likes poetry way too much. But he's always been fair to you and to the other so-called hoodies, the name coming from the black sweatshirt jackets you wear. The rest of your schedule might suck, but at least homeroom will be tolerable.
I got Perez, Max says. Derek's in there, too.
You nod, but you're thinking about Ashley Bianchi, something you've been doing since June.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?